in the last sentence that you said, that feelings of regret after illness as experience as with separation, but the separation is not true.
Yes.
It's a mind or ego, whatever we can call it, like perception of identifying like I'm separate.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
This is what I meant with that it's not understood. This which feels separate still will feel separate.
Yeah.
This cannot deal with this, though it can somehow accept or somehow say yes to this. But I think this separation thing, it's much more than thoughts or some mind games. It's really a whole perception of really being a person. And the symptoms are maybe a lot of thoughts or a lot of I thoughts and games, your thoughts, but it's really somehow deeper than that. Really perceiving itself as and there is the other things. But yes, it's only apparently separate. There is no such thing as separation. Therefore, there is no person who has to come back to us, or has to find its way back to us. Because it's only this how you come to us.
What happened to feeling or difficult emotion in a state of oneness? Because one still lives in the world, but experience or just being one with it.
Mm.
So, like fear, sadness.
It's just what happens, but there's no one who wants to deal with it. And there's no one who has the impression that it's happening to him or her. But when there is sadness, there's just sadness. And in a way, then sadness is everything. Then there's only sadness. Or only what happens. Probably, I don't know really about it, but probably it looks quite the same than it always did. But the perception that it's happening to me, and that I have to do something with it, like feeling or not feeling, or welcome it or not welcome it, this is gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's also sadness, anger, and being stressed out. It's pretty simple actually. But there's no energy who wants to deal with it in some way. Also, one can say that there's no story attached to it. Like, oh, I'm sad, I shouldn't be sad, I'm acceptance is not it. Because it's obvious, or the question doesn't arise that this what happens couldn't be, because it already is. It's just that what happens.
Yeah. But the feeling is the as the feeling. Like sadness doesn't disappear. It's just this is sadness, or this is joy, not only difficult form, but even pleasure max form.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Same thing. Okay. It's this first thing is wholeness, that it appears as everything and not as good or bad.
Yeah.
Because somehow this thing which makes it into good and bad is not more. And maybe also, this is also a description. It's more like, of course, the feelings aren't any more, in a way, the feelings. It's wholeness, which appears as a feeling. But the separate identity, it perceives the feeling as real, and it's happening to me, to itself, something very heavy. But without this perception of being someone, somehow the emphasis is more on its wholeness. It's not this strange feeling. It's just what's happening. Sadness or stress. It doesn't have this meaning somehow. Happiness means I've done it right, and sadness means I've done it wrong. Anger or some strange behavior. There were so many things where I thought that would be happening if there is one. The surprise was that the most happy thing happened that it didn't. Only wholeness. There was never anyone separate. There was never anyone separate. And it's just this. It's just so normal, so just what it is. Everything. It's somehow to someone good. So it also has nothing to do with how you behave or how you are. Just what happens. And also this just it's not a, without this person it's really not a state. There is just what there is. When there's anger. And also no thought of ever getting out there or something. Or maybe a thought, but not no hope really of getting out of there. It's just I don't want this, or I don't then it's only this. No idea of a journey or a purpose, or I have to go through it, or that was bad for me, or this shouldn't happen again. Just that, in a way, the difference. This is not to create there is no one. There is only what happens, what appears. And one is also may appear as having anger and thinking about it.
no realization of it, because there's nobody to realize, how is
work is a bit difficult.
How we get there? Not how we get in the end. Like the kind of. But why we are not in that state naturally? Because we have time. Because we okay.
Because there is only holiness. Yeah. It's without reason actually. There is no reason why. Why wholeness appears like this. It just appears like this. It doesn't need to have a reason. And if you would say this has an intention, or it doesn't see any difference between apparently separate, which is actually not separate, and wholeness, because that is only wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad, it's not bad or wrong, or it's just what happens.
But without seeing wholeness as it is really, pain will come, suffering will come.
Without
the wholeness, like, I mean,
yeah.
The wholeness
yeah.
of
yeah.
there, not without.
Yeah. With the perception of separation,
yeah.
Suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there's no goal, no path to it.
It's just what there is, suffering, pain.
Yeah. How to study it?
How to?
How to can cut with it. And
how to, sorry again?
Cut through with it. I mean, there's no goal on this one, there's no specific path or like guideline to
one. Actually, it's impossible to cut it. Because there is no one who can cut it or not. There is no separate entity, maybe God, maybe a person. Who can cut anything or not cut anything? There just is what there is. What is there is only this. And also, this talking here, it may appear like here is a person who has given us this. Is not the case actually. It doesn't give me anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing which I have reached and now in my pocket and can relax because of this. This apparent event of losing oneself, very loosely said, doesn't prevent me from anything happening, like pain, like even suffering. Of course, there is no one who suffers, but it's not a prevention from anything to happen. From car crash, from parking tickets, or
yeah, it's the way you relate to it that might be different.
In a way, yes. Yeah. In a way, there is no relation anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's just what happens.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there is no one. so also this cutting through this seemingly small step which has to happen is also from it's a movement in a way from here to there, from not cut to cut it. But there is only this. There is no. It's without. It's outside of time. It's just. How can there be a movement anywhere? How can? It's impossible. I don't see what should change for it not to be wrong. I don't see anyone sitting here who should become anything else in order to be honest. It's this. Nothing else. I don't see anyone who is not enlightened. There's just one person. That's everything. That's the one thing. There is this apparent me, and it thinks that there's me, I'm separate, and I can be one. But there is no me who can either be separate. The whole perception of me is separation.
Is there the me?
No, it's apparently so. There is, one could say, this, there is only what there is, and this is real and unreal. So, to say there is no me is strange. To say there is me is also strange. It's real and unreal. But there's nothing separate. There's no thing which really exists separately, which has an own essence or an own something. It's appearing like anything else, like chair is appearing like. But for this me, all this is only are only real things. It experiences the chair as a thing which is real and stands there. Without this perception, it's real and unreal, and its wholeness appearing as a chair. It's a description. Same with everything. To say that this is not here is strange. It's this. This is somehow here, apparently, as an appearance. An appearance also is just a description of something which it cannot be described. It's just how it looks.
Not only really, more life,
more freedom, more.
Something like this. I can probably get stuck.
I tried to reflect on what you said. There is only oneness, wholeness. So, I mean, it's pointless to have a search for it because there's nothing to search out.
Yeah, it is totally like this.
So, it's kind of, then what?
Yes. Yeah.
Just sit there and...
No. It just is what it is. Also, getting up, having lunch, turning on the TV. Putting the clock for next morning, getting up, go to work. This is all happening. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life happens beautifully without you. Oh, without this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Grasping that, no, this is the reality, this is the entity that I am, how to come from it.
Yeah, that's impossible.
So how to be oneness? If it's impossible to come down this...
There is only oneness. You don't have to be it, you are it. Mm. You don't have to do anything for being it. There is only oneness. And in a way, you are oneness. This which feels separate will never get. In the story there are a lot of methods are offered to calm down the me or to make it disappear for some moment. But it has nothing to do with this. Because calming down the me is just a me which is calmed down. It's not. What's being said here is in a way not for you. Because there is no you, it's not even recognized. It's just. It's more a statement. It's deeper than it is deeper. It goes beyond an experience.